The Psychology Book, Unveiling the Mysteries of the Human Mind. Welcome to a journey through the fascinating world of psychology. I'm Nigel Benson, and along with my co-authors Joanna Ginsberg, Vula Grand, Marin Lazian, and Marcus Weeks, we've set out to explore the intricate workings of the human mind. In this book, we'll delve into the key concepts, theories, and influential figures that have shaped our understanding of psychology over the centuries. Part 1, The Foundations of Psychology. Let's begin by exploring the roots of psychology. The study of the human mind has captivated thinkers for millennia, from ancient philosophers to modern-day scientists. In ancient Greece, Plato proposed the revolutionary idea that the mind and body were separate entities, laying the groundwork for future psychological inquiry. Fast forward to the 17th century, and we encounter René Descartes, who expanded on Plato's concept. Descartes suggested that the immaterial mind resided in the pineal gland of the brain, consciously controlling the body like a machine. This notion of consciousness, as the ability to think about oneself and one's thoughts, became a cornerstone of early psychological theory. As we moved into the 19th century, psychology began to emerge as a distinct scientific discipline. Wilhelm Wundt, often called the father of modern psychology, established the first psychological laboratory in Leipzig, Germany, in 1879. Wundt's work focused on introspection, the careful examination of one's own thoughts and feelings. He believed that even single-celled organisms possessed a form of consciousness, as evidenced by their ability to seek out food. Part 2, the rise of behaviorism and psychoanalysis. The early 20th century saw the emergence of two influential schools of thought, behaviorism and psychoanalysis. Behaviorism, championed by figures like Ivan Pavlov and B.F. Skinner, focused on observable behaviors rather than internal mental processes. Pavlov's famous experiments with dogs demonstrated classical conditioning, showing how associations could be formed between stimuli and responses. Skinner took this further with his theory of operant conditioning, emphasizing how behaviors are shaped by their consequences. On the other side of the psychological spectrum, Sigmund Freud developed psychoanalysis, a method of treating mental disorders by investigating the interaction of conscious and unconscious elements in the mind. Freud's theories about the id, ego, and superego, as well as his ideas about the unconscious mind, continue to influence psychology and popular culture to this day. One fascinating development in this era was Joseph Wolpe's research on overcoming fears. Wolpe discovered that you could unlearn fear by relaxing and facing your fears head-on, a principle that forms the basis of many modern anxiety treatments. This idea challenges our intuitive response to run from what frightens us and shows how psychology can offer practical solutions to everyday problems. Part 3, The Cognitive Revolution and Humanistic Psychology. As we moved into the mid-20th century, psychology experienced a significant shift with the rise of cognitive psychology. This approach focused on how people process, store, and use information. Pioneers like George Miller made groundbreaking discoveries about the limits of human memory and information processing. Miller's famous magical number 7, plus or minus 2 theory, suggested that our short-term memory can typically hold about 7 items at once. Alongside cognitive psychology, humanistic psychology emerged as a response to the perceived limitations of behaviorism and psychoanalysis. Humanistic psychologists like Carl Rogers and Abraham Maslow emphasized personal growth, self-actualization, and the intrinsic goodness of people. Rogers introduced the concept of person-centered therapy, believing that individuals have an innate capacity for self-growth when provided with an empathetic and non-judgmental environment. Maslow's hierarchy of needs became one of the most recognizable concepts in psychology. This pyramid illustrates how human needs progress from basic physiological requirements to higher-level needs like self-actualization. Maslow's theory suggests that we're motivated by unsatisfied needs, and that higher-level needs become prominent only when lower-level needs are met. Part 4, Social and Developmental Psychology. As our understanding of individual psychology grew, so did our interest in how people interact and develop. Social psychology emerged as a field dedicated to understanding how individuals' thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are influenced by others. Stanley Milgram's famous obedience experiments and Philip Zimbardo's Stanford Prison Experiment revealed the powerful influence of social situations on individual behavior. One particularly intriguing finding in social psychology comes from Robert Zajonc's work. Zajonc discovered that familiarity breeds liking. The more we're exposed to something, the more we tend to like it. This mere exposure effect explains why we might grow fond of a song we initially disliked after hearing it multiple times, or why advertisements rely on repeated exposure to build brand preference. In the realm of developmental psychology, we've made significant strides in understanding how children learn and grow. Jean Piaget's stages of cognitive development revolutionized our understanding of children's thinking, showing how their mental abilities evolve over time. Meanwhile, researchers like Kenneth Clark made crucial discoveries about how society teaches children to form prejudices at an early age, highlighting the complex interplay between individual development and social influence. Part 5, the psychology of difference and modern applications. As we've delved deeper into the human mind, we've also come to appreciate the vast diversity of human experiences and mental states. The study of individual differences has led to fascinating insights into personality, intelligence, and even mental health diagnoses. One particularly striking example of research in this area comes from David Rosenhan's experiment in the 1970s. Rosenhan and his colleagues feigned hallucinations to gain admission to psychiatric hospitals, then behaved normally once admitted. The fact that hospital staff couldn't distinguish these pseudo-patients from genuinely ill individuals raised serious questions about the reliability of psychiatric diagnoses and the nature of sanity itself. In recent years, psychology has found applications in numerous fields, from business and marketing to health and education. Cognitive psychology has informed the design of user interfaces and educational materials. Social psychology principles are applied in advertising and public health campaigns. Clinical psychology techniques are used not just to treat mental illness, but also to promote general well-being and resilience. As we look to the future, psychology continues to evolve. New technologies like brain imaging are providing unprecedented insights into the physical basis of mental processes. At the same time, cultural shifts are encouraging us to reconsider long-held assumptions about human nature and behavior. In conclusion, the field of psychology offers a rich tapestry of ideas about human thought, emotion, and behavior. From its philosophical roots to its modern scientific applications, psychology continues to shed light on the complexities of the human mind. As we've seen, our thoughts can shape our reality, our emotions powerfully influence our behavior, and our perceptions are constantly being shaped by our experiences and cognitive processes. By understanding these psychological principles, we gain not just academic knowledge, but practical insights that can help us navigate our complex world and lead more fulfilling lives.